Opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow is down this morning about 350 points. I'm Bob Clark. It's now time for our stock market update with Pavlos Penagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the election was 2 weeks ago today. President Trump still with the legal challenges out there. Also, COVID cases are climbing and just about everywhere. And the market yesterday reaching an all-time record high.
Yes, and this morning we're having a bit of a downturn. The Dow this morning is down about 300 points. Bob, all those concerns are weighing on the market today. But just the other day, COVID vaccine with 94.5% effective rate helped the Dow finish up 471 points. That's just 50 points below the 30,000 mark. We just can't hit that 30,000, right? The Dow reached 20,000 back in January 25th of 2017, and Bob, 34 years ago, I started in the market investing, and the Dow at that time was 1850, hard to believe.
Yeah. It sounds like you're going to put a positive spin on this COVID economy. The stock market may be reaching new highs, but obviously that can't continue forever. At least that's what they tell us.
Yeah, it can. Nothing grows the moon, but you know, when the market goes down, it's when you least expect it. Again, my advice is to hang on and enjoy the ride, or, you know, Bob, get your bike out and go take a ride and get some vitamin D. That'll help with, you know, your COVID or keeping COVID away. Again, shutdown, election chaos, COVID spikes, these worries will continue to be. But you know what I say about worries.
Yeah. Worries become civil strife, lost wages become lost earnings and loss of life. How can folks be positive when we're on day two of an alleged 14-day shelter-in-place order from the New Mexico governor?
Yeah, it's normal to be fearful, Bob, again, not being able to pay your bills, worrying about civil unrest. And again, what I tell my family and our clients and our team is, number one, look beyond the COVID world. We'll see these vaccines come out soon. First, the frontline workers, the healthcare workers will get it, and then we'll get it all by later this spring of 2021. Number two, voters will remember this chaos, the delayed voting results. The big losers will be the polling services and the biased media outlets. Thank goodness, Bob, KOB is not one of those biased media outlets. Number three, will be another wave of medical, you know, we've seen that COVID again. Our country has seen this before. 675,000 Americans died in the pandemic of 1918. Again, across the globe, 50 million people perished at that time. But again, we're not out of the woods yet. We have better medical care now, and more folks are pulling through. Number four, Bob, watch the price of gasoline at the pump, and also the stuff disappearing on the shelves of grocery stores. Again, we see this cycle. We've dipped below $2 a gallon, and now we're heading back up. Again, even natural gas, which dropped to $1.50 back in April, is now at $3 BTU. And again, all of us will be staying more indoors, socially distancing this Thanksgiving, but expect those utility bills to climb this winter.
So you're saying we are over the hump, but how can we be sure?
Well, Bob, we can never be sure, but, you know, there is a glimmer of light at the end of this tunnel. Again, we live in the greatest country on the planet Earth. This pandemic will pass. I believe our economy, our health workers, our police, our innovation will find way out of this pandemic. Again, remaining fully invested and diversified, not diversified, is the way to go. Again, seek the narrow moats of this economy where it's continuing to grow. Again, we recommend that to our clients. Most of all, stay diversified and hold on to your precious metals, the miners and bullion, especially if this election thing gets a little crazy.
Okay. All right, Pavlos. How can our listeners reach you and your team this week?
But just want to mention one other thing. There's an article in the New Mexico BizCoalition.org. You might want to check it out. One more nail in the coffin for New Mexico businesses. So, again, there's something that's not so positive. We just hope that we open our economy up again. You can reach us here locally, 828-4068, or you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. Listen to other radio shows on what we're talking about, the election. And lastly, I want to mention securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, hold on. We'll be through this soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. Pavlos Penagopoulos with us here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. We'll talk to you next week.